This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We continue to follow President Biden's move this week to buy American in federal contracts, something the Trump administration had tried with limited success. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from our bureau in Austin, Texas.
Vertex is an Austin company that manufactures high-tech electronic products for a bunch of different industries.
We make parts that go into missiles. We make level sensing controls. We make parts that go into radar systems.
That's Brad Heath, the company's founder and CEO.
About 70% of our business is aerospace, defense, and government.
So lots of stuff that runs through the Department of Defense. President Biden's Made in America order makes it harder for federal agencies to buy imported goods by requiring that more of a product be made of U.S. components to be considered American. Brad Heath says that could make things more complicated for companies like his.
There's a large portion of product that has been outsourced for years where there really is no domestic source of supply anymore.
So even if he wanted to, there are some parts that go into his products that he can't find here, no matter what Washington wants.
There's a large portion of any of these bills that is feel good, but doesn't necessarily directly impact manufacturers.
This isn't the first administration to attempt to boost American manufacturing through federal contracts. Success has been fleeting, but using federal purchasing power for economic change can work, says Rachel Wellhausen at the University of Texas at Austin.
The best example is the Section 8A program, which targets minority-owned businesses.
That program became law in 1978.
And it really has had a lot of success in moving especially smaller government contracts to these small businesses.
Its stated goal is that 5% of government contracts be awarded to small, minority-owned businesses. Wellhausen says that's possible because governments can consider more than price.
Political goals are regularly part of government policy, especially when it comes to procurement.
The Made in America program will include a website to help companies make bids, and Wellhausen says small businesses are going to need plenty of guidance to make sense of the process. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.